各位投资界的朋友们，大家下午好。请代表华能国际电力股份有限公司欢迎各位出席公司2017年一季度业绩发布电话会。Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of Huaneng Power International Incorporation, I'd like to welcome you all to the conference call regarding the first quarterly results announcement of 2017. 在发布会开始前，请允许我介绍出席该次会议的公司管理层。Now, may I introduce the management of the company today? 公司副总经理刘冉星先生。 The Vice President of the company, Mr. 刘冉星。刘总您好。
主持人好，大家好。
出席该次会议的还有公司预算部、企管部、工程部、生产部、营销部、燃料部、财务部、大事办和政策部的负责人。 The General Managers for the Department of Budget, Corporate Management, Engineering, Production, Marketing, Fuel, Finance, and Capital Markets, as well as the Office for Task Business, are also joining us in this meeting. 刘总会先为我们回顾2017年第一季度的业绩表现，接下来是问答时间。First of all, Mr. Liu will review the business performance for the first quarterly results of 2017.Followed by Q&A session. 现在有请刘总介绍公司业绩表现，由公司周彪先生做英文交替传译。May we have the honor to invite Mr. Liu to review the business performance, and Mr. 周彪 will conduct the English interpretation. 有请刘总。
女士们、先生们，大家下午好，欢迎各位参加华能国际一季度业绩推介电视会议。
Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. Welcome to attend Huaneng Power conference call for the first quarter results.
昨天公司刚刚公布了今年第一季度的经营业绩。按照中国会计准则计算，2017年第一季度公司实现合并营业收入 375.77 亿元人民币，同比上升了 7.54%。归属于本公司股东的净利润6.52亿元人民币，同比下降了86.97%。公司净利润下降的主要原因是燃料价格上涨。
Yesterday, the company released its first quarter results for this year. Under the TLC accounting standards, for the first quarter of this year, the company realized consolidated operating revenue of 37.577 billion RMB, increasing by 7.54% year on year. The net profit attributable to the shareholders of the company was 652 million RMB, decreasing by 86.97% year on year. And the profit decrease was mainly due to the increase of fuel price.
展望全年，公司将继续坚持以提高发展质量可效益为中心，主动参与市场竞争，努力实现区域利用小时领先，继续优化燃料采购策略，严格控制燃料成本，积极拓展融资渠道，提高资金使用率、使用效率，不断提升公司核心竞争力和盈利能力，为股东创造长期稳定增长的回报。
In respect of the whole year outlook, the company will focus on improving growth, quality, and efficiency, actively participate into the market competition, trying to realize that our utilization hours are leading in regional level, continuously optimize fuel purchasing strategy to control the fuel cost, exploring the financing channels to improve our capital using efficiency. Through these measures, we hope we could continuously improveour core competitivity and profitability to create long-term, stable, and increasing returns to our shareholders.
下面的时间，我和我的同事愿意回答各位的提问，谢谢大家。
Well, in the following time, my colleagues and I are glad to answer your questions. Thanks.
感谢刘总的介绍，接下来是问答时间。Thank you, Mr. Liu. Here we come to the Q&A session. Operator.
感谢主持人和管理层，大家好，下面是问答环节，如需提问，请在话机上按星一键等候，先号键， 但数字减一。Thank you, everyone. We are now going to the Q&A section. If you would like to ask any questions, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Thank you. 第一位提问者是来自花旗银行的刘显达，你好，有请。
管理层你们好，我是刘显达，花旗银行的。我有三个问题。第一个问题是，我们看归属于上市公司股东那个金融资产呢、啊，今年一季度比去年下降16%，那我想知道是什么原因。第二个问题是，咱们公司一季度电厂的利用小时是多少？跟去年同比的情况是怎么样？对今年整年的指引是怎么样？第三个问题是，公司一季度那个管理费用是有所下降的，我想知道原因。谢谢。
I'm from Citi. Three questions. First is, we noticed that your net assets attributable to shareholders decreasing by 16% year-on-year. Could you please talk about the reason for this decrease? And the second question is about the utilization hours. Could you please provide us your utilization hours for the first quarter and also the whole year's pipeline? And third question is, we noticed that your management fees increased. Could you please provide the reason for that?
这个我来回答一下这个头一个问题哈，这个从这个一季度来看的这个净资产哈，就合并的净资产一季度今年是2017年的这个3月331呢是930亿，去年呢就是重塑之后的2016年12月31日的这个净资产呢是1073亿，就是减少了140亿，就相当于你刚才说的那个下降了16%。这个主要原因呢是收购这个飞扬项目的投资，我们当时公告的是花了152亿，然后这个呢按照中国会计准则的规定呢是跟这个资本公积进行一个抵消，抵消完了之后又加上一些经营的一些盈利，因此呢就是说今年这个净资产呢比去年呢就相当于是减少了142亿，就相当于其中有152亿是一种会计处理，然后又正常经营的又增加了10亿左右。
For the first quarter of this year, our net assets attributable to shareholders was 93 billion RMB, comparing to the restated net assets, which was 107.3 billion RMB. That means that the net assets figures decreasing by 16% year-on-year.And this decreased mainly due to the acquisition of the power assets from Huaneng Power with the consideration totally 15.2 billion RMB. That has offset effect referring to the surplus and also the operating income for this acquisition.
第二个问题，利用小时数的事，这个一季度的利用小时数，公司整个情况是跟去年同比是增加了10个小时，也就是利用小时数978小时，同比增加10个小时。值得可惜的是，这个煤机就是蓝煤的利用小时数增加了17个小时，达到了1023小时。
For the utilization hours, for the first quarter, the average hours was 938 hours, increasing by 10 hours year on year. Among these, we have the coal hours, which is 1,023 hours, increasing by 17 hours year on year.
所以根据这个利用小时数的变化，我们就判断就是我们年初设定的这个发电量3920小时增长的整个增长率的说，就是说按照目前的增长来说，也是能够完成的。
Based on the current growth rate and the actual situation, we say that the whole year guideline for the utilization hours, which will be 3,920 hours, will not be changed.
这个我来回答一下这第三个问题啊，注意到我们今年这个公告的这个利润表哈、啊，就是这个管理费用今年一季度呢是8.8亿，然后去年同期呢16年一季度呢是11.5亿，从这个数字来看呢是减少2.7亿，其中这个大部分的2亿左右的这个减少，主要是我们是去年进行了一个电厂统一的这个人工成本的薪酬的一个分摊，就是把这些所有的电厂所有的部门跟生产有关的这个部门的这个费用呢，这种统一的结果呢是由这个管理费用到了生产成本，这是一个会计标准化的一个明细的这一个结果的影响。
For the first quarter, our management fees was 880 million RMB comparing to 1.15 billion RMB of last year's first quarter. The decreasing reason for this is because we have transferred the management fees to cost, which have totally about 200 million RMB.
那就是那个管理费用那个一季每一个季度就是减少2亿，那我们今下那一年都会去讲有这样的情况吧。
但是就是在这样，他这个全年来看，我们去年测算统计对16年的影响呢大概是这个6亿是左右哈，但是呢就是说因为它是一个成本费用跟成本之间的一个转移，因此呢就是总体来看是没有什么影响。这是这个。还有一个影响呢是根据这个会计准则的要求呢，这个在管理费用列支的房产税啊、土地使用税、印花税、车船使用税呢等一些税类的科目呢，是管理费用调整到这个税金及附加的科目。
Besides of this, which is have 600 million impact for the whole year of 2016, also it is coming from the adjustment according to the China accounting standards for some tax.
好，谢谢管理层。
感谢您的提问，也感谢管理层的解答。大家好，如您需要提问，请在花机上按星一键等候。先生号键再数字键一，谢谢。
As a reminder, if you would like to ask any questions, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Thank you.
下面一位提问者是来自摩根大通的简正华，你好，有请。
管理层你们好，我简正华，摩根大通证券的，我有三个问题。第一个问题想请教一下，就是说在第一季度的时候的那个平均电价的是多少，然后就是说那个交易电市场电的那一个部分占多少，而那个平均的价差是多少，这个第一条问题。第二条问题也想请教一下，就是说在那个可不可以帮我们分一下，就是在一月、二月、三月分别的那个单位的燃料成本最后一条问题就是说我们也留意到媒体报道说那个总体的火电的那个情况比较困难，就有一个亏损状况。那不知道咱们有没有听说过的有可能那个煤电联动或者价电价的那一个步伐可能会加快的，谢谢。
I'm from JP Morgan. I have three questions. First is about the tariff. Could you please provide us the average tariff for the first quarter and also the percentage for the non-planned power generation and also the discounts for this part? The second question is about the fuel cost. Could you please provide us the separate months for first quarter the fuel cost? Third question is about the loss-making power plants.We heard that there are a lot of power plant making laws in the first quarter. Do you think that the government will push forward to implement the passing through mechanism?
关于平均电价以及交易电情况，这个一季度的平均电价是405.97，也就是4.06吧。4.06是405.97平均电价。
For the average tariff for the first quarter, it was 405.97 RMB per megawatt hour.
和这个大家关注的交易链链情况。这个交易链呢，这个整个一季度的交易的量是139亿，这个同比增加了61亿。
For the non-planned power generation for the first quarter, it was 13.9 billion kilowatt hours, increasing by 6.1 billion kilowatt hours.
交易电的比例是 15.49%， 同比增加了 4.7 个百分点。
The percentage for the non-planned power generation was 15.49%, increasing by 4.7 percentage points.
大家关心的这个计算的价格，计算的价格是336.14，比标杆价下降，比标杆价低38.59。
The average settled price tariff for this part was 336.14 RMB per megawatt hour. The discount rate for this part was 3.8 cents.
这个降幅呢，就是说跟去年这个同比啊，这个降价的幅度啊，减少了40.31%。
We can say that the discount level is reducing about 4.03 cents.
这个降幅的减少呢，也说明这个市场啊，这个竞争啊，逐步的趋于一种理性。
Well, that the reducing of the discounts means that the market players are more reasonable to compete in these markets.
谢荣迪，
好，我来说一下这个第二问题啊，就单位元成本的这个情况。单位元成本就是说，从我们感觉来看呢，一般呢，因为这个月度的这个，尤其有春节的影响，我们一般的这个月度的这个变数更大。一般的反映这个单元趋势呢，我们是一个这个用季度环比这个指标呢，可能更能反映这个情况。从这个数字来看呢，今年一季度呢是这个单位的成本是222.08元每千千瓦时，这个是含这个燃机跟那个煤机是综合的单位的成本。比去年呢，这个四季度，这个215.69元每千千瓦时呢，有小幅上升，季度环比呢是增加了2.96%。
In terms of the unit fuel cost, actually we say the quarterly basis change may reflect more reasonably the operation situation. For the first quarter of this year, our unit fuel cost was 222.08 RMB per megawatt hour, increasing by 2.96% compared to the fourth quarter of last year.
第三个关于煤电联动，就是说，因为由于这个煤价这个波动的周期啊，这幅度啊，这个变化呢，现在就说比较快，所以这个呢，就是说。但是煤电的联动机制呢，相对是滞后的，也就是说，煤价下跌的时候，这个电价也不一定马上降下来；煤价上涨的时候，电价也不一定马上调上来。所以根据这个特点呢，就是说，我们作为发电企业呢，也在一起呢，就是说，建议电价这个主管部门啊，就是政府主管部门啊，能够优化这个联动机制，能够。通过这个缩短这个联动的周期啊，来平滑这个煤价对电价的影响。但是到目前为止呢，还没有这个新的联动的这个办法出台，也没有这个调价的这个信息。
In terms of the passing through policy, We say just because of the very huge fluctuations of the coal price, and also the little bit longer recycling for the passing through policy, so the tariff cannot reflect the cost of change in time. So the power producers just test it and calling for the government to maybe optimize the passing through policy to shorten the implementation cycle. But currently, we have not received any notifications from the government.
好，一个蛮快的问题，就是说全年的单位燃料成本的那一个的指引，还是说维持在 15% 的增长吧？
对，综合单位的成本呢是，对，是这个比去年是 15%。
So we do not change the guidelines for the unit fuel cost, which will still be 15% year-on-year increase.
As a reminder, if you would like to ask any questions, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Thank you. 下面一位提问者是来自中信证券的崔林，你好，有请。
各位管理层啊，下午好，我是中信证券的崔林啊，我这边有两个小问题，第一个是关于这个燃料成本的，就是说燃料这块，我想知道一下这个长鲜煤和这个市场煤的一个比例以及各自的一个价格，就是说一季度。还有一个就是说这个燃料的第一小问题，第二小问题就是说关于这个进口煤那块的一个比例以及全年的比例的一个指引，嗯，就是关于燃料的这两个问题。第二个问题是关于这个整个市场竞争这一块，就是说，目前的话，因为煤价的上升的话，我们认为就是我们这个整个价格的话，这个降幅的话是有所收窄。那从全年来看的话，全年的一个目前还一季度的市场化交易比例还比较低，那全年我们认为全年的一个市场化交易比例怎么样？然后后面的一个降价趋势，就是说可能还想请教一下管理层，就我们对于这个未来，比如说煤价跌了或者煤价涨了，这个未来这个市场化交易部分的这个价格传导的这个能力吧，就是说也是一个定性的一个描述。嗯，好，谢谢。
From CICSDS, actually I have three questions. First is, could you talk about your, percentage for the, agreement, long-term agreement and the spot market versus, respectively, and also its, price for the first quarter of this year. And the second question is about the, import code. Could you please talk about the percentage for the import and also the guideline for the whole year? The third question is about the competition. We noticed that along with the coal price increase, the discount for the non-planned power generation tariff is smaller compared to the previous years. Could you please talk about the guideline for the whole year in terms of the percentage for this non-planned power generation? And also, based on the coal price change, could you please talk about whether there is or there will be some tariff adjustment mechanism for this part?
好，我回答一下第一个问题。这个今年一季度啊，我们总共采购煤量呢是3980万吨，那么在其中里面呢，就是长协的量呢是1905万吨。那么占比呢是47.9%，那么市场的煤量呢是2074万吨，这是一个量的一个情况。那么价格呢，就是长协煤的价格呢是一季度呢是547.37元每吨，市场的煤价呢是574.19元每吨。这是长协和市场煤的一个情况。那么进口煤呢，我们一季度呢，我们的进口煤量呢总共是950万吨，同比呢我们减少了28万吨，那么我们 们全年的进口的安排呢是全年是安排3300万吨的进口品，那么同比呢大约是减少1000万吨。
In terms of the fuel cost, for the first quarter, we have 47.9% of coal purchased from the long-term agreement, and the remaining part is the spot market purchase. For the price, the coal price for the long-term agreement was 547.37 RMB per ton.And the spot market coal purchase price was 574.16 RMB per ton. In terms of the import coal, for the first quarter, we purchased 9.5 million tons from the overseas market, decreasing by 280,000 tons compared to that of last year. And for the whole year, we have a guideline of 33 million tons.For the imported coal purchase, decreasing by 10 million tons compared to the last year.
第二个关于市场竞争、交易电量比例啊、电价、交易价格走势，以及这个价格谈到这个能力情况。交易电量，我们预计，公司。所在地区的交易电量会占到整个电量的25%左右吧。那么就是公司年度的交易电量也是在这个范围，就是25%左右，整个年度的交易电量。同样的，我们在这个价格呢，就是按照一季度情况，包括整个刚说市场的参与主体，目前这个竞争这种策略，那么这个交易电的价格呢？同比是会上升的。第二个，第三个关于这个被这个煤价影响这个传导，应该说公司在这个目前交易地区，我们呢占有这个发电成本相对比较低，就是机组啊，这个就是机组的能耗指标啊比较好，这个优势吧，所以这样的话就是说应该说。市场上燃料价格的上涨也会推动这个整个大家的电价这个上涨这个预期，这样呢就是应该说有这个我们更有这个承受这个煤价变化这个传导能力吧，这个能力更强。
In terms of the non-planned power generation part, Actually, for the whole year, we expect that this part will be around 25% for the non-planned power generation. And the price, we say, based on the first quarter situation and also the optimization of the strategy, we say the average tariff for this part will be increasing. And for the adjusting mechanism, we say currently there is no fixed mechanism, but we say if the coal prices increase and the tariff has risen to increase accordingly, of course we believe we have the advantage to maybe consume the cost change in for this part.
好，谢谢各位管理层，我没有问题了。
感谢您的提问。大家好，如需提问，请在话机上按星键导号，将信号键再设置一。As a reminder, if you would like to ask any questions, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Thank you. 下面一位提问者是来自贝莱德的黄佳瑶，你好，有请。
喂，管理层，下午好。喂，你好，请问听得见吗？
你好，请讲。
哎，你好啊，我有两个问题啊。第一个问题是关于那个交易电量，就刚才也提过这个事情，所以想管理层再讲一下，如果煤价真的往下降的话，就是大家对于这个煤价有一个预期嘛，就是煤价应该往下降。你觉得？煤价如果真的往下降的话，这个职工店的那个折让会不会也 也会继续扩大了，就是现在我们估计这个职工间的那个折让会比往年受窄，这个是基于这个煤价其实在这个高位继续维持嘛。如果煤价就是往下降，你觉得这个折让会变成什么样呢？因为在这个产能也是比较过剩的情况下，好像大家对于这个竞争还是比较积极的，这个是第一个问题。第二个问题是关于这个产能，你觉得国家现在今年对于这个火电有没有可能有一些比较明显的去产能这个工作呢？我们之前听过有一些环电啊、停电啊等等，但是对于一些比较老的旧的火电厂，你觉得有没有一些比较大的工作呢？谢谢。
From Black, I have two questions. First is for the non-fan power generation, because for the first quarter, we noticed that the discount rate for the tariff has been squeezed just because of the higher coal cost. So if in the future the coal price decreases, so does that mean that it is possible for the discount to get bigger and bigger?The second question is about the capacity cutting by the government, because the government has released a series of policy to restrict and to cancel some thermal power projects. So is there any possibility for the government to release new policy to shut down or to maybe cancel the old and the maybe the smaller power generation units?
我就回答第一个问题，因为这个假设这个煤价下降，那么如果煤价上下成立的话，对我们发电企业首先是一件大好事。第一个，这个煤价下降以后，这个交易电的价格也不是说会同比的降低啊，这个还没有这个比例，这是一个心里面的影响因素，更多的是取决于我们这个工作交易的策略，是吧？特别是这个我们的发电企业参与这个交易的策略如何，可能更重要。也就是说，你守住什么样的这个合适的价格，大家去参与这市场这个交易。再一个，也取决于这个用电的用户对这个价格的接受程度。就是这里边呢，就是说也没法一概而论。说煤价上涨了，交易电价也必须下降，有没有这个必然的规律？
For this, it's good to say that the coal price will decrease. Actually, for the discount, the tariff discount for this part, it's really up to our strategy and the competition in this market, and also the capacity for the end users, whether they can accept the price change for this part. So there is no fixed or no regulation for the adjust for the tariff for this part.
这个我回答一下这位先生提的第二个问题啊，这位先生可能已经注意到了，在今年的两会上，总理的报告中是明确提出来了，就是电力的去产能的一个目标啊，就是三个一批，就是停电一批、管电一批，还有淘汰一批，对大家可能现在已经注意到了。那么我们国家现在这个电力啊发展的这个速度，现在逐渐的啊向着这个。比较这个有节奏的方向发展啊，这是一个。再一个就是关于这个淘汰一批，那么主要可能重点啊是淘汰一些这个纯零的这个小机组啊。那实际上我们华能的话呢，这些年来啊一直在做一些这个就是更新改造工作啊，把我们的这些纯零机组啊基本上都改造成了。热电来产的机组，这样的话呢，在这次去产能的过程中，应该说我们还站在一个比较好的这个优势的一个地位。但是具体的，就是说这个产能啊，就是说这小机组如何关停啊，去产能如何去，还要等待这个国家发改委啊，进一步的这个发的这个文件中的通知。
sure because you have noticed that the Premier Lee has stated that there will be some projects will be delayed or shut or cancelled in the following period. So we do believe that this will be the general trend for the future for the thermal power generation. For our company, actually, we have made the renovations on the traditional small units to transfer these units to the cogeneration units. So we say in this perspective, we have the advantage in the market competition. But for the further government policy, it's really up to the NDRC's notifications. Currently, we don't have this this site.
请问这位上位者还有其他的问题吗？
啊，没有了，谢谢。
好，非常感谢您的提问。大家好，如需提问，请在话机上按星键等候，先信号键三一。As a reminder, if you would like to ask any questions, please press star one on your telephone keypad. Next question is Shini Babosar from the TRB. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to ask about the CapEx plans of the company. So it seems like every year you'll keep acquiring, you know, some assets from the parent company, and it's almost quite a large CapEx, 10 to 15 billion every year. You know, given that the coal power plants are not making good profits, etc., what is the rationale behind such acquisition, and is it likely to continue in future? Thanks.
那么就是关于这个公司的这个资本支出方面的一个计划，实际上就是说，去年我们收购这个母公司这个资产呢，实际上就是说这个金额也比较大，那么花了150亿。那实际上就是说，从公司角度来讲的话，目前在这种情况下收这些火箭资产，这个背后的这个逻辑是什么？未来这个就是说对于这个资本支出这个方面的规划是什么样的？
那个我来回答这个问题，就是公司呢未来几年的资本支出基本上相当于就是往新能源方面来倾斜，风电光伏方面来倾斜。但是呢由于煤电现在不是都缓建了，刚才我们刘总也说了，就是煤电缓建呢，它现在资本支出目前是这样一个规律，就是在投产年支出 20%， 投产前两年基本上分别支出 40%， 所以我们就按这样一个资本支出的这个原则整个来测算。
First about our CapEx, we should note say that for our growth trend, the CapEx has in general transferring to the renewable projects in the future.For the coal-fired project, actually, in terms of the specific locations of the CapEx plan, actually, there are 3 year locations as the 40% for the first 2 years and 20% for the year of the commencing operations.
因为在国家的"十三五"产业规划。
喂，在国家的那个"十三五"。产业规划发布之后呢，就是我们公司在"十三五"期间，也就是着力推进低碳清洁能源的充分利用，大力发展风电，加速发展太阳能发电，择优发展天然气发电，酌情布局抽水蓄能电站，努力参与核电投资，密切关注其他的新能源应用，有序发展清洁煤电，坚持构建并重合资合作的方针，积极寻求项目开发合作，重组并购新能源发电资产的投资机会，不断提高低碳清洁能源装机比重。
And also after the release of the national's 13th five-year plan, we have our own the goals for the future's development. That is to enhance our development in the low carbon emission clean energy projects
especially for the renewable sectors, for example, the wind projects, the solar projects, and also the relatively cleaner projects for the gas-fired power generation. And also, we may are seeking for some opportunities in the other clean energy projects, including the, for example, the pumping energy and also the nuclear energy sectors. So in general, we have the very clear goal to transfer us to increase our percentage of the clean energy sector.
Yeah, but sorry, my question was regarding this recent asset acquisition that you did, the 15 billion renminbi. So what are those assets? Are they mainly coal and gas-fired assets? And why are you doing these kind of large acquisitions every year of coal-fired assets?
还是刚才那个问题，就是说为什么去年我们花那么大的价钱去买这个资产？
这个我回答一下这个影视这个问题啊，就是说这个华能啊，去年收购这个飞扬项目啊，主要是我们一个是市场问题，一个是结构调整问题啊，就是大家可以看到了，就是山东这个电力市场啊，就是说这个发展的还是比较蓬勃的啊，它的增长还是比较有，这个比较增长比较好。再一个就是说这个我们这个吉林和黑龙江啊，随着国家振兴东北老工业基地这个政策的不断推进，那么他们的这个电量的增长啊，已将有一个好的前景啊，这是一点。再一个就是大家可能已经注意到了，这次我们收购的项目里头啊，他们这个热电联产的基础占的比重很大啊，这样的话呢，对于我们今后占领电力市场，占领热力市场，这个增加新的这个利润增长点都非常有利的。
Well, in terms of the acquisition last year, we say maybe the, we can say from the, market reason and also the, reason for the adjustment of our structure. Specifically for the, actually there are, three provinces we have entered into in Shandong, Jilin and Heilongjiang provinces. For the Shandong province, actually, it's a power market, has a relatively, higher growth rate for the past years and also in the future. We believe it, the growth rate will be better than other regions. And for the northeastern regions, including the Jilin and Heilongjiang provinces, the government has a policy to encourage an investment in these regions. So we believe there will be a better perspective in the future for these two provinces. And also for the projects under this acquisition, we see there are relatively higher percentage of coal generation projects, which will be very good for us to compete in the futures market.
Okay, thank you. And you will continue to look for such opportunities in future, these sort of large asset acquisitions?
那么就是未来公司还会有这种就是说这种大型的这种资产收购吗？
这个啊，要根据就是说这个我们电力市场的发展，以及公司啊，就是说这个产业结构的调整，完了进一步进行做出决策。
So we will make the study based on the market situation and also the demand for our energy structure adjustment.
Thank you.
感谢这位参会者的提问。下面一位提问者是来自法国巴黎银行的张静，你好，有请。
管理层你好，那个我想问一下，一个是那个单位燃料成本每一机的，能不能给我们一个一季度和四季度的一个数字？然后还有标煤也是，就是一季度和那个去年四季度。另外我想问一下，就是新加坡的大势能源，管理层能不能给我们一个收入和那个净利润对公司一季度的影响贡献？谢谢。
From BNP Paribas, two questions. First is, could you please provide us your coal-fired unit fuel cost for the first quarter and the the fourth quarter of last year, and also the standard pool price for the fourth quarter and the first quarter of last year. The second question is, could you please provide us the revenue and the net profit contribution for the 2 horsepower for the first quarter?
我来回回答这个朋友问题，我再补充说一下这个单位燃料成本的哈。刚才说的那个就是综合的单位燃料成本是222.08元每千千瓦时，其中呢，这个是一季度的数字，其中这个煤机的是213.96元每千千瓦时，燃机的呢是354.49元每千千瓦时，这是这个2017年一季度的，环比的就是。四季度我刚才说过了，综合的是215.69，其中那个煤机呢是208.18，然后这个燃机呢是337.85，因此呢从这几个数字来看呢，就说这个无论综合的还是这个煤机的还是这个燃机的，季度环比来看呢都有小幅上升。
In terms of the unit fuel cost, I do the first quarter of this year for our company.The average cost for us was 222.08 RMB per megawatt hour. Among this, it was 213.96 RMB per megawatt hour for the coal and 354.49 RMB per megawatt hour for gas. For the fourth quarter of last year, the average cost for us was 215.69 RMB per megawatt hour.Among this, it was 208.18 RMB per megawatt hour for the coal, 337.85 RMB per megawatt hour for the gas. So we can see that the unit fuel cost for the first quarter increased a little bit quarter on quarter.
这个一季度的标煤单价是812.89元每吨，那么四季度呢？去年四季度呢是784.19元每吨。
For the standard coal, price for the first quarter of this year, it was 812.89 RMB per ton, and the fourth quarter of last year it was 786.90 RMB per ton.
我来说一下这个大势的，大势这个一季度呢是收入呢是23.21亿，这个利润呢是税前利润是-1.39亿，权益利润是-1.16亿。
The operation of Tuas Power the first quarter of this year, we realized total operating revenue of 2.321 billion RMB.And also the loss before tax, 139 million RMB. And the net profit, net loss was 116 million RMB.
不好意思啊，我刚才的那个标煤价格可能说错了。这个一季度的标煤价是805.85元每吨啊，这是一季度的。这个去年四季度的呢是805.88元每吨啊，基本是持平的。
Make some corrections of the standard coal price. For the first quarter of this year, it was 805.85 RMB per ton, and the fourth quarter of last year it was 805.88 RMB per ton.
好的，谢谢。
感谢您的提问。大家好，如需提问，请到话机上按星一键等候，先讯号键，暂时的键一。As a reminder, if you would like to ask any questions, please press star one on your telephone keypad. Thank you. 下面一位提问者是来自摩根士丹利的张静，你好，有请。
管理层你们好，我就有几个小问题想请问一下。第一个，我就想请问一下，就是刚才就是单位煤价的话，其实就是说四 Q 和一 Q 是持平的，为什么我们反映到那个单位燃料成本上面反而会有点增加？是因为煤用煤是上面会有效率上面有点差异吗？ 这第一个问题。第二个问题我就想请问一下，就是说从到今年初到现在为止，就是说关于市场化就是电量签的合同总共签了多少，就是刚才管理层也提供了一季度，就是说的一季度的量，但是我就想请教一下总共签的量，以及签的这些量里边的就是说一个交易价和就是上网普通上网电价的差异。然后还有问题我就是想请问一下，就是说今年一车的话，其实那个我们的财务成本相比去年的话也是增长了一点，那所以我就想请问一下，这个是应该是主要是就是说是一个债务的增加，还是就是说平均一个财务成本的增加，然后并且就是想请管理层预测一下，就是今年全年的一个平均财务成本。然后还有一个问题就是关于就是亏损电厂的占比，就是因为4Q 的时候好像说我们是有15个电厂是亏损，那所以想请问一下 1Q 的话这个亏损有没有好转还是变差，谢谢。
I'm on Stanley, I have four questions. First is, we noticed that you have a relatively flat standard coal price for the first quarter compared to the fourth quarter of last year. But there are big differences between the industry costs for the first quarter and fourth quarter of last year. Could you please talk about the reason for this difference? And the second question is, could you provide us the contract has signed in terms of the non-planned power generation and also the tariff discount for this part? And the third question is, we noticed that in the first quarter, your cost has beenincreasing a lot. Could you please talk about the detail about that? Is it the increase of the liabilities or other cost increase? And also, could you please provide us your whole year's guideline? And the fourth question is, fourth quarter of last year, you mentioned that you have 15 power plants making loss. And could you please talk about the loss-making power plants in the fourth quarter?
我来解释一下你头一问，刚才这个燃料户的领导说那个就那个叫那个标煤单价呢，是一个叫含税的采购的是标煤单价，就是跟我们这个呢是变到这个单位单成本呢，还有一个就从财务角度反映来说呢，还有一个叫我们这是不含税的这个耗用的标煤单价，就把税后除了再加上一些厂里的一些厂内的管理成本，所以说就这个数呢是今年一季度呢是这个除税的耗用标煤单价是429.67元每千千瓦时，四季度呢是687.43元每千千瓦时，这相当于是上涨了6%。
In terms of the coal price, we say the standard coal price we have given is the coal price including the tax, and also this is the price for the purchase of coal. In terms of the standard coal price for the consumed and also excluding the tax for the first quarter of this year, it was 729.61 RMB per ton, comparing to the first quarter of last year, 687.43 RMB per ton, accounting about increasing by 6%.
还有一个就从这个不含税的标煤单价跟这个单燃的变化呢，这个比喻的这个也不完全一致，还有一个影响的是，就是说，因为我们从这种单燃的计算呢，是从耗用的这个就等于采购这些移动的加权平均这种会计上的这种算法，因此呢，因为这个电厂大概平均有15到21天的这个除煤的影响，因此呢，这两个这个比率呢，从指标来看呢，可能会有一些微小的差异。
And also the differences may come from the different calculations and also the lagging behind about for the inventory of our coal, which is about 2 to 3 weeks.
我把这个三四一块儿给回答了，因为一会儿再回那边。第三个问题是问的是那个财务成本啊，财务成本从我们这个今年是那个总体来看，我们一季度呢综合的这个财务成本呢是4.16%。去年全年呢是4.27%，去年四季度呢大概是4.3%，
因此呢，就从这个综合财务成本来看呢，就今年这个4.16%呢，目前我们预测呢，应该是一个最低水平。因为今年一季度以来，尤其从一月份以来呢，这个银根持续收紧，这个融资成本呢是持续的提高。我们感觉呢，从这个二季度或者是以后呢，可能会有小幅上升。
In terms of our, actually the cash cost, for the first quarter it was 4.16%, which is the, maybe the lowest level, comparing to the fourth quarter's 4.3% and the whole year's 4.27% for last year. And, entering the second quarter of this year, we say there is a situation of the tightening of the, maybe the supply of the funds. So we say in the future, these costs will be increasing a little bit.
刚才问到的这个财务成本的这个同比的变化是这个略有上升，主要原因呢是这个债务规模的同比上升呢是影响了大概是4.5亿，然后呢这个债务利息平均利率的下降呢是这个减少了是6.2亿。
Specifically for our total debt increased about 450 million RMB and our interest fees decreased by 620 million RMB.
还有你问到这个第三个问题啊，就说这个从这个我们现在这个一季度自从收购完了三项目之后呢，我们现在这个电厂呢，大概我们现在总体呢，这一季度是127家，就跟可能去年四季度的家数可能不完全一样，其中呢是87家盈利，40家是亏损，亏损面呢大概是31%，比去年四季度呢应该是有所上升。
Actually, for the first quarter after the acquisition, completion of the acquisition, we totally have 127 power plants. Among this, we have 87 power plants making profits and 40 power plants making loss, accounting about 31% of loss-making power plants. This figure is higher than that in the fourth quarter of last year.
关于已经新建的这个交易电量，到目前为止这个一季度吧，已经建立的交易电量是大数是550亿，这个价格呢，我这个手头没有，我们应该大概一个数字，今天会后啊，可以我们再提交给经常部，到时候再提供。
In terms of the non-planned power generation, we have signed a contract with the amount of 55 billion kilowatt hours. We don't have the settled figures for the tariff. Maybe we'll apply later.
谢谢管理层，我没有问题。
感谢您提问和感谢管理层的耐心解答。大家好，下面一位提问者是来自汇丰银行的黄媛媛。你好，有请。
那关先生，就是两个问题想确认一下，因为前面提问了，就是之前说那个大润湖直流电的这个价格的就是跟标杆电价的那个折扣幅度减窄了大概40%，这个是从去年全年相比还是从去年四季度相比？然后第二个问题是关于这个亏损电厂的，那如果不加就是我们新收的这个电厂的话，那亏损年是还保持在去年的17%，还是说也增加了？
From HSBC, I have two questions. First is about your tariff discount. You mentioned that the discount rate is about 4 cents lower. So this is based on the whole year figure or the figure in the fourth quarter of last year. And the second question is about the loss-making power plants. Could you please talk about whether this loss-making power plants increase or decrease, excluding the newly acquired power plants?
刚才说的交易电价这个 降幅的这个减少啊，是跟去年一季度相比。
Well, the tariff discount is comparing to the first quarter of last year. And then we'll give the maybe the figures for the loss-making power plants, excluding the newly acquired power plants from a parent company last year.
TSCP 啊，这个飞翔项目呢，就说是总共是19家盈利，是9家亏损。
Besides of that, we have 19 power plants making profit and 9 power plants making loss.
好，谢谢。
非常感谢您的提问。大家好，下面一位提问则是来自陆国外基金的杜燕迪。你好，有请。
喂，哎，你好，管理层。喂，听到吗？
哎，你好，请讲。
哎，哎，我有两个问题，一个是就是现在公司有没有矿算，对于燃煤电厂这边，就是你大概在盈亏平衡点那个煤价大概现在应该是？比如说以秦皇岛作为这个大概基准吧，大概多少钱是盈亏平衡点？然后另外就是有没有可能近期，比如说政府会缓解电厂压力，会上调，比如说物离到1分钱，比如说以这种基金补贴的形式啊，这种可能性有没有？第二个问题就是关于，就是原来发改委有计划，就是今年3月15号以后新投产机组都没有计划电量了嘛？我不知道公司就是最近有没有投产的，然后这个方面的确是不是没有计划电量了？这方面大概怎么执行的吧？这方面，好，谢谢啊。
Actually, three questions. First is, could you talk about the coal-fired power plants? What is the break-even coal price for these power plants based on the QHD coal price index? And the second question is about the tariff or the subsidy from the government.So do you think it's possible for the government to increase the tariffs or give subsidy to the coal-fired power plants, power companies, just for reducing its operational pressures? Third question is, could you please talk about the company's situations, just because the government has a new policy thatthe coal-fired generation units will have no planned power generation since the March of this year. So how this policy has been implemented?
这个从这个盈亏平衡方来看啊，就是我们根据这个年初这个今年的全年的一个预算安排啊，这个盈亏平衡点的测算，因为当时我们这个目前的测算的这个电价比这个实际呢是略有降低，因此呢这个测算是2.2，就跟刚才报的这个2.2分的这个单位的成本呢是基本差不多，因此呢也可以说就近似目前一度的这个情况，因为我们是略有盈余，就相当于是一个盈亏平衡的状况。
Actually, based on our first quarter's actual operational situation and also the tariff level of about 220 RMB per megawatt hour, we say this may be the unit fuel cost break even level for us right now.
已经解释了，就是关于电价这个联动的一个情况。就现在国资委、发改委以及国务院啊，已经注意到我们这个五大发电的公司啊，特别是煤电机组啊，现在经营困难的这么一个情况。最近又召开了几个会议，就是请这个有关的发电公司参加啊，煤炭企业参加，就研究怎么稳定这个稳定或者适当的降低这个煤价。
同时在这种情况下，就是说这个是否符合我们电价的联动的这个政策，是否这个联动可能国家发改委啊还要综合进行一些平衡啊，看看我们现在经济发展的情况啊，以及我们煤电企业的承受能力啊，还有煤炭的市场价格等等情况，可能做出决策啊。是。
Actually, Mr. Zhou has talked about the partnership policy. We noticed that recently the CESEC and also the NDRC, the related government agencies, have meetings to talk, to discuss the, whether to, how to stabilize the coal price and also to discuss how to optimize the partnership policy to ease the pressure for, of the coal-fired power producers. And, but this will be really up to the government decision, and also it will say the market actual situations and also the maybe the capacities of the power producers and the coal suppliers.
就是根据现在这个煤电机组啊，这个运行的实际困难，我们也向这个国家有关部门进行建议，就是能够调整这个煤电联动的这么一个现在目前的一个办法啊，尽量能够反映这个煤炭和电力供需双方的这么一个这个联动的这么一个机制。
Being on the difficulties facing by the power producers, we actually together have suggestions to the government that the, they should adjust the passing through policy and its mechanism to fully reflect the actual situations of the power suppliers, power producers and the coal suppliers.
关于这位先生提的另一个问题啊，就是如果我这个没有记错的话，这国家的政策啊是九号文发布之后，完了核准的机组不再安排这个基数利用小时啊。刚才我们这工程部啊张经理也确认一下，就目前为止我们的投产机组还不受影响。
For the third question, actually we say it should be the policy should be that the new approved power project. After the number 9 document released, we have no space utilization hours. So, based on this policy, currently, our power projects has been no impacted.
这个时间点的话呢，是2015年3月3月16日。
And the benchmark for this implementation was March 16th in the year of 2015.
请问这位陈会长还有其他的问题吗？
哦，没有了，谢谢啊。
好，感谢您的提问。大家好，如您需要提问，请您在花机上按新一键导号，先信号键，再是字键一。As a reminder, if you would like to ask any questions, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Thank you. 下面一位提问者是来自高瀛国际的肖小川，你好，有请。你好，高瀛国际的肖小川，您这边声音是放开的，您可以提问了。
哦，你好，我这边没有问题了。
好的，感谢您。下面一位提问者是来自瑞星香港的戴维，你好，有请。
哎，管理层你好，我这边有几个小问题啊，一就是这个想问一下，就是一季度这个六亿多盈利里面有多少盈利是来自于我们这个新收的电厂，大概有几亿？第二就是说，刚才也提到，就是解释了一下这个煤价的变化，感觉上就是。从单位燃油成本的话，一季度比四季度还是要涨了一点嘛。就我想知道，就从趋势来看的话，是不是最高点已经过去了？那我们要是看二季度的话，就我们先不做假设，就是说煤价会跌多少，就是说按现在这个 位置的话，是不是二季度的这个煤价应该是平均煤价应该是比一季度稍微低一些。然后最后一个问题就是说，刚开始有一个问题我好像没太理解，就是说我们那个就是净资产的一个变化跟去年一季度比，我看这个资本公积是下了这个将近150亿嘛，那我想知道这个主要原因是能不能再解释一下，然后还有就是说资产那一面的话是怎么样调整，就这块减来的话是在那个资产那边是怎么样的变动，谢谢。
Actually, three questions. First is about the profit contribution from the newly acquired assets for the first quarter of this year. And the second question is, we say that the unit fuel cost for the first quarter is higher than that in the fourth quarter of last year. Does it mean that the unit fuel cost is the highest level recently? We understand that in the second quarter, the unit fuel cost will be lower than the first quarter of this year. And also, third question is the following question about the net assets decrease. We say that the surplus has decreased by 15 billion RMB compared to the last year. Could you talk about the reason for that and how this will impact the assets adjustment?
我先说一下这个你投机问题呢，就是今年这个我们这个利润是6.52亿里头，其中这个非常项目是0.48亿。
For the first question is, among our total net profit 652 million RMB, we have 48. We have 48 million IMB coming from the newly acquired power plant.
Well, 这个今年一季度啊，这个整个的煤炭价格呢，确实还是处在一个高位，而且呈现了一个先抑后扬的这样一个趋势。那么主要的原因呢，就是受这个春节的影响，以及这个环保安全检查的影响，这个煤矿复产，或者说不及我们的预期，同时呢，加上这个一季度的我们对电力的需求啊，煤炭的需求应该说也好于预期啊，再加上这个水电，这个也是处理不足啊，另外设备的库存一个偏低，受这些因素的影响，所以说一季度呢，煤价呢总体上是处在一个高位。那么我们现在也预计呢，二季度呢，随着这个煤矿的一些复产复工，以及先进产能的一些加快的释放，煤炭的产量呢会进一步的增加。那么另外呢，国家呢从政策上来讲，应该说就是经营度也会更高那么对一个是国家呢对这些电煤的一个中长期合同要进行严格的检查、严格的执行。另外呢，国家呢也出台了一些相应的制度包括这个库存的制度来稳定煤炭市场的这样一个预期。另外呢，国家发改委应该说也已经明确了2017年呢也没有必要再大范围的实施这个简单化生产的措施也就是说这个276的这个政策，也目的呢也是引导煤炭价格呢在绿色的区间来运行所以说通过这样一些措施呢，那么预计煤价呢会逐步的回落到绿色的区间。
In terms of the coal price, we say we believe that we have undertaken the highest coal price level since the past quarters, just because of the festival reasons and also the national reviewing of the safety concerns. And also we say there is a strong demand from the market, combined with the reducing power from the hydropower. So.Combining of the actual situations and also the capacity restoration from the coal suppliers and the strategic implementation of the government policy, we expect that the coal price will be in the reasonable and the green zones of the coal price, which is between 500 to 570 RMB per ton.
这个你问的这个第三个问题吧，就是比较具有这个会计的专业性，是一个中国准则下这个统一控制下的合同报表的一个底下的规则的影响。因为这个山东公司的几份项目的单位呢，都属于这个股份公司母公司中国房地产集团公司所有，因此呢，在这个规则底下呢，它要求这个长期投资跟这个资本公司进行一下这个双方的抵消。具体操作来看呢，就是母公司，比如说股份公司，这个第一步呢，相当于比如说就是借了152亿，然后增加了这个152的现金，增加了152亿的债务，然后呢，现金呢是收购给这个母公司之后呢，就变成长期投资，等于资产的变化。然后合并完的山东公司呢，就等于说这152亿是跟这个权益方的152亿资本公积的进行双方抵消，所以最终的结果就相当于是这个资产没变化，债务增加了152亿，权益减少了152亿，整体的资产如果仅就这个因素来说是没有影响。
The net asset difference is just because of the combination of the newly acquired assets, which is controlled by the same controller, Huan China Finance Group, which is also the current company of our company. And this actually the consideration of the 15.2 billion RMB it will increase our cash and also the liabilities. And this investment, long-term investment, will be offset by the surplus. So in general, we say the liabilities and also the net assets will be increased by 15.2 billion RMB. But in general, there will be no change in the assets adjustment.
好，谢谢管理层。
非常感谢您的提问以及管理层的详细解答。晚上好，下面一位提问者是来自中金公司的徐
望
让，你好，
有请。喂，管理层你们好，这边就还有两个小问题想请教一下，就刚您也提到，就是我们对煤价的一个预期展望是它会下跌到一个绿色的水平，就想请教一下，根据我们这个就同比单位燃料成本上升15%的 guidance， 那我们预期的是就是后面九个月的一个平均的一个燃煤单价大概是多少？就这个我们隐含的一个预期大概是一个什么样的一个水平。然后第二个就是就关于我们的那个就是之前做了一个 A 股那边增发，那之后的话就是就是母公司资产注入还会不会继续，然后母公司就是华能集团那边有没有一个资产平均化的一个比例的一个要求，就是像国电投我们了解是有个70%的一个要求，就不知道那个华能这边有没有一个相应的一个资产平均化要求了，对于未来的一个资产注入大概是一个什么样的一个看法，就是是不是还会像以前那样做一个 A 股增发来买那个母公司的煤电资产这边的一个动作。对，主要是这两个问题，谢谢。
Okay, that's two questions. First is about the coal price expectations. You mentioned that the coal price will be falling to the reasonable zones. And also you have mentioned that the whole year's guideline for your unit cost increase will be 15% year on year. So could you please provide us the specific coal price for the following three quarters of this year? And the second question is about you have acquired the asset from parent company last year, and also you mentioned that you're going to have the new shares in the A market in China. Could you please talk about your plan in the future, whether you will issue new shares to buy the asset from parent company?
这个国内2017年这个按照这个中国燃料成本同比上升15%来看的话，就是我们的煤价呢，大约要在7个月，每吨在7个月左右标煤单价。那么按照我们一季度的这个情况，我们在2、3、4季度，确实还需要进一步的下降。那么要煤价呢，要下到这个700元以内。就目前我们对整个市场的这个形势的分析来看，因为按照发改委的相关的要求啊，要求这个煤价呢要尽快的回落到这个绿色区域。如果按照这个绿色这个区域来算的话，应该说还是有希望啊，来完成这样一个目标。
For the coal price, Sure, we do. We have the 15% guideline for the whole year. This was made based on the standard coal price of 700 RMB per ton. Based on the first quarter figures, we say it's really difficult for us to control the coal cost. That means that in the following three quarters, the coal price should be lower than 700 RMB per ton. But because NDRC has a strict guideline that the coal price should be falling into the reasonable zones, so based on this range of coal price, we can realize the whole year site fund.
也想插一个小问题，就是我们之前说到，就是长协的一个比例是48嘛，然后发改委应该是前几天有一个 guidance 说达需要那个履约率达到 75%， 就是想问一下我们会不会通过长协的一个比例增加来使得这个煤价实现一个下降，因为长协价格比市场价低一点。
Actually, following questions about the long-term contract. Actually, yeah, you have 48% of the long-term contract. And also, the NDRC has a guideline for the contract honor rate no less than 75%. So does the company want to increase the long-term contract to reduce the average coal cost?
就目前来看呢，这个我们的长期的价格应该是相对来讲还是偏低的，确实呢，我们下一步呢，我们要通过加大这个长协的这个执行的力度来降低我们的煤价。那么发改委呢，最近呢也要对这个中长期合同的这个履约情况呢要进行一个严格的检查。那么下一步呢，我们也会加大这个长协合同的这个履约尽量这个增加长协合同的这个比例。
Sure, that's what we're going to do is that to increase the honor rate and also to increase our long-term contract of our coal purchase.
刚才这位先生啊，提的第二个问题的话，我们听的不是太准确，请他再说一下。他刚才举的
对，就是因为就是我们是就是知道国电投他们有一个资产证券化的一个就是要求，就是说75%达到资产证券化率。就不知道华能集团那边有没有相关的一个就是国资委的那个要求，说资产证券化率达到多少。然后华能国际这边作为就是华能集团下面就比较大的一个上市公司，就会不会从就因为这个华能集团那个资产证券化率要达到一个比较高的水平，所以未来还会有不断的一个比较大的资产注入，就主要是这个问题，就是集团层面是不是有个比较那个高的一个资产证券化率的要求。
Showing the second question is we know that the state power investment company has 75% for its asset securitization rate. So the state China Huaneng Group also has the similar percentage of the asset securitization rate, so that the Huaneng Power as maybe the largest platform within the China Huaneng Group has the potential demand to acquire new assets from the parent company to reach the securitization rate.
我们从华能国际这边哈，我们没有得到华能集团那边有明确的资产证券化比例的这个数字。那么我们这边的从上市公司做资本运作呢，是会根据公司的这个实际需要哈，包括融资也是根据市场情况和公司的资金需求来做决定的。
For our company, actually, we don't receive any guideline or notification that the China Huaneng Group has this securitization rate target. For our company, we say it's really up to the market demand and the situations, and also the company's demand to the funds to make the issue and also the acquisitions from the parent company.
那就是最后有一个小问题想请教一下，就是因为就最近那个国企改革的方案，就是也国资委那边也有一些国企改革方案然后里面有明确说电力这个行业也会有一些国企改革的一个那个事情发生，然后就想问一下华能这边有没有相关的一些 comment 或者看法这边。
And also the fourth question is about the SOEC reform. The FASIC has released some SOEC reforms, including the power sector. So what do you think of these, and what will be the impact of quantum power?
这个国际改革啊，这个肯定是一个大的方向。就我们华纳而言，现在还没接到上级单位的具体的一些改革的方案或者要求。但是我们想，这改革肯定是对我们企业的发展是有利的。
Sure, we believe that the reform will be the future trend in the SOE reform sectors. Currently, we do not receive any requirements or notifications from the government, but we do believe this is a good thing for the company's development.
好，谢谢，没有问题。感谢您的提问，大家好，由于时间的关系，我们有请最后一位提问者，最后一位提问者是来自瑞银证券的天刘，您好，有请。
对，管理层你们好，就两个小问题。第一个就是我们刚刚说了很多这个叫缓建跟停建的情况，能不能够说一下现在你们感觉到关停机组这块，就是现有机组那些小机组关停，有没有看到政府是抓紧了要关停更多的机组呢？然后第二个问题呢，就是想问一下那个燃料成本里头现货煤跟长协煤，刚刚说的是一季度2017年的情况，能不能够跟我们说一下四季度2016年的情况，那个量跟价格是怎么样？谢谢。
UBS, I have two questions. First is, you have mentioned that the government has postponed and will shut some projects. Could you talk about whether the government will consider to shut down the small generating units in relatively higher respective? The second question is about the fuel purchase. You have mentioned the percentage and the price for the spot market purchase and the long-term contract ratio of the first quarter. Could you please talk about the fourth quarter of last year?
淘汰这个落后产能啊，主要集中在就是除名的小机组啊，和这个超期服役的机组上。那么请大家相信我们华能啊，因为做了很多这些年啊一直在做这生产改造啊，我们在这方面是占有优势的啊。
For the first question, as I said that the government shutting down plan for the small units is focusing on the pure intensified small units, which is not the co-generation power generation units, and also the very old small generation units. And for our company, as I said, that we have made lots of renovations on the small units, for example, to transfer these units to the co-generation units. So we have this maybe the advantage in terms of these renovations.
另外一个就是关停小机组啊，对国家层面上也非常重视，也非常慎重啊。可能就是说这个具体的关停方案啊，要等到国家这个有关的部门啊，这个出文件为准。
And for the shutting down this morning is very important, and so the government is very prudent to release the regulated plan. So we will say whether the government will release the new plan for this.
定有时间点吗
？Is there any timetable for the shutting down？
这个我来接着刘总那边就是补充一下，回答一下您的问题。就是国家能源局呢，于2017年1月份就是连续下发了13个省份的停建缓建的这个煤电项目清单。这个是对刘总刚才说的国家那三个一批中缓建一批政策的深入落实。
In January this year, actually the National Energy Bureau has released a regulation in for the postponing projects list in the 13 provinces in China.
这个 它这个就是国家能源局下发的，它是以就是关于衔接某某省“十三五”煤电投产规模的函，以这样一个形式下发的。具体的时间呢，就是没有说，就是没有说的太细，而且它这个是以衔接函的方式等于来弄的，就是还需要各个省发改委跟各个省的这个就是投资发电集团嘛，等于还要再具体的衔接，所以就是这只是一个衔接函，没有具体的时间，也没有就是说一些特别具体的项目，这个等于还是一个协商的机制。
Well, the government just released the Maybay general framework notifications, so it's really up to the discussion and also study by the local government and the local power producers and the related parties. So currently, there's no timetable for this.
好，下面我再说一下刚才你说的这个关于这个煤炭采购的这个产业和市场煤的情况。这个刚才我已经说了啊，就是我们这个一季度啊，我们采购的这个长协的煤量呢是1905万吨，那么占比呢是占了47.9%啊，这是今年一季度的情况。那么去年四季度的情况呢，就是去年四季度呢长协的采购量呢是1379万吨，那么占采购量的呢总共是39%，这是长协的情况。价格呢是今年一季度的长协的价格呢是547元每吨，那么去年呢四季度呢是554.8元每吨啊，这是价格的情况，这是长协的情况。那么市场煤的情况呢，今年一季度我们市场的煤采购呢一季度呢是2074万吨啊，那么占比呢是52.1%，那么价格呢是574元啊，这个每吨，这是今年一季度的情况。那么去年四季度的情况呢，市场煤量呢是2157万吨，那么占比呢是61%，煤价情况呢是571元每吨，这是去年四季度的一个情况。
For the coal purchasing price and the structure for the first quarter of this year, we have 19.05 million tons for the long-term contract, accounting 47.9%, with a price of 547 RMB per ton. And for the spot market purchase, we have 20.74 million tons, accounting for 52.1% with a coal price of 574 RMB per ton. In the fourth quarter of last year, for the long-term contract, we have 13.79 million tons, accounting for 39% with a coal price of 554.8 RMB per ton. And for the spot market purchase, we have 21.57 million tons, accounting for 61% with a coal price of 571 RMB per ton.
好的，谢谢管理层。
谢谢各位，也感谢各位管理层的解答。Thank you so much for all the questions and participation today. 最后，请刘总为我们今天的电话会议做一个简单的总结。Finally, Mr. Liu would like to give us a summary.
感谢各位参加华能的推介会，感谢各位一直以来给予公司的大力支持和持续关注。今天的电话会议到此结束，如果有进一步的问题，欢迎大家会后与公司投资者关系处联系。谢谢大家，谢谢主持人。
Thanks for attending Huaneng's conference call, and thanks for your long-term support and lasting attention to the company. And today's conference call is going to the end. Please contact our investment relations department if you have any further questions. Thank you, and thanks, the anchor.
再次感谢各位出席华能国际电力股份有限公司2017年一季度业绩发布会，我们期待下一次业绩时再见。Thanks again for your attendance of the conference call regarding the first quarterly results announcements of 2017. We're looking forward to meeting with all of you in our next results announcement. Thank you.